在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Robert Frost was perhaps the most popular and beloved of 20th century American poets.So it is not surprising that 6 of his poems are included in the book American's Favorite Poems. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for poetry 4 times. He often wrote about the land and people of the northeastern American states. His poems often combine images of nature.With ideas about how to live one's life. This one is called The Road Not Taken. It is one of his most famous poems.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth.Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day.Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Langston Hughes published more than 30 books. He started with poetry and then expanded into novels, short stories, plays, and personal memories. He was a leader of the Harlem Renaissance. This was the celebration of African American literature, art, and music in New York City in the 1920s.He continued writing into the 1960s. Hughes' work often spoke plainly about the difficult lives of black people living in big cities. This poem is called Mother to Son.
Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up,And places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on, and reaching landings, and turning corners, and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps 'cause you finds it kinda hard.Don't you fall now, for I's still going, honey. I's still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
Edna St. Vincent Millay's poetry is also included in American's Favorite Poems. She lived during the first half of the 20th century. She was the first woman to receive the Pulitzer Prize for poetry in 1923. She was also famous for the free way she lived her life and for her many lovers. Here is one of her poems about love called Sonnet 24.
When you, that at this moment are to me dearer than words on paper, shall depart, and be no more the warder of my heart, whereof again myself shall hold the key, and bed no more what now you seem to be the sun, from which all excellences start in a round nimbus, nor a broken dart of moonlight, even splintered on the sea. I shall remember only of this hour, and weep somewhat, as now you see me weep, the pathos of your love, that, like a flower, fearful of death, yet amorous of sleep, droops for a moment and beholds, dismayed, the wind whereon its petals shall be laid.